indulge me a little bit, Craig and I played this off the air, and you guys can play here shortly. Stupid, stupid Facebook thing from yesterday I saw going around.
A Google Map game?
No, that's really
those
stupid.
Those are fun.
You get to play this one. This is simple and stupid. Your porn name is your middle name and your first car. So I am Eddie Cricket. That's a horrible porn name. Starring Eddie Cricket. But Craig's got a great porn name. What would your porn name be, Craig?
In this case,
yes.
Doing it this way, it would be Evan Camino.
Yeah, that's a guy.
That's nice. That's
a guy showed up next to Mark Wahlberg in the movie,
oh,
man.
Oh, right. I might have you beat here, Craig.
What's you?
Curtis Cougar.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like you're a chick, though. You know, that's weird.
Your first car was an El Camino?
Yeah. My grandfather gave it to me.
Okay. It should be.
I even like that. Evan El Camino.
Evan El Camino.
Yeah. Well, then L would. Then people would confuse L for a middle name.
Right.
Whatever.
Can't have that.
You'd be a Spanish porn star, though. You'd be
Evan
El Camino.
It's got a better ring to it.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I don't respond to that kind of stuff because they're just fishing for your passwords.
Yeah, that's it. Wah.
I'd be Mark.
I guess what? Neither one of those is my password.
Yeah, that doesn't apply to me.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't be so anal about
it. Yeah, but it's your
questions. What's your name?
Oh,
now, what is your name?
Every porn chick I know would want to work with Dwayne Pinto.
That's right.
Everyone.
I don't know why. Every time you say Dwayne, I always forget your name's Dwayne. I've known that for 30 years, and it's Dwayne. Now, Nick.
I'd be Mark Dotson.
That just sounds like a dude.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
sounds like I'm going to sell you insurance. Not laying the pipe.
Hey, Mark Dotson called again. You better give him a call.
What was the old formula for your porn name?
It was that's one we love the most.
Your
that was
pet.
Your first pet and your street you grew up on.
Yeah, I like this formula better.
I'm Phoebe. But that's also fishing for, that could be fishing for.
Oh, sure.
I'm not paranoid about that stuff like everybody else is. I'm Fifi Portland, and Peggy Vanderbilt is Craig, and Ralph Old Highway
71. Ralph Old Highway 71.
What are you, Todd, again? The original porn name. Your first pet and your street. Oh, Sammy 6th Street.
Yeah, Sammy 3rd Street.
Sammy 3rd Street. And Nick, we never got you. What was your first pet and your as a kid and your street you grew up on?
Be Murphy Roxbury Drive. You probably
well, Murphy Roxbury.
Yeah, Murphy
Roxbury is a good porn name. I think they're fun.
It's better than Mark Dotson.
Right. Low bar.
Yeah, that might be worse than Eddie Cricket. Eddie Cricket at least sounds like a stage name, a bad stage name. But Mark Dotson, you're right.
Mark Dotson sounds like you can't even get a boner anymore.
Eddie Cricket's like a session bass player or something.
Yeah.
But you're right. Mark Dotson can't even chub up anymore. We're not hiring him.
He fell off a long time ago.
But Evan Camino, man, he shows up. He's
bringing El Camino.
You know he's bringing something.
Yeah, I think you just lean into it, Craig, and you just make it Evan L.
Camino.
Camino.
Yeah.
Just as if it was a middle initial.
Yeah.
Got some extra room in the back.
Yeah. He's bringing something to the party, that Evan Camino, man.
I don't want extra room in the back, Nick.
That's gay porn. That's gay porn.
That's extra.
Right. Yeah. It does pay extra.
Yeah. Boys told me that.
Just because you don't want it doesn't mean it's not there.
That's unfortunate.
I got one from our buddy Meatball from T95 just checked in. His name would be Eugene Ranger. That's a good one.
He used to just be Ranger Eugene.
Yeah. Rump Ranger Eugene. That's your gay name, Meatball. Rump Ranger Eugene.
Yeah, and he could specialize in national park porn.
Aren't you glad you checked in? Meatball, congratulations on your program director gig at T95. Great radio station, mainly because we're on. That's very cool. And and also Meatball is a good dude.
Yeah, and he chooses us to keep doing the mornings there.
And he listens to us, and Wichita's great.
He responds. He participates.
Eugene Ranger.
He's one of those program directors that actually listens to the radio station.
Yeah,
he's programming.
Our buddy Jim does, too, our boss here.
Yeah,
does.
I guess.
Yeah.
One of the drawbacks of his job.
Yeah.
That's what he says.
I just got a text from our engineer, Daryl Tornado.
Oh, that's a good sex name.
That's cool.
That is a good one.
I forgot there was a car called a Tornado.
Wow. Who made the Tornado?
Oh. Yeah, I knew there was a Dodge Duster that had a tornado. Remember, the Duster had a tornado insignia kind of on it. You know, it had a circle thing. Yeah. A buddy of mine had a Duster.
But that wasn't a tornado.
No, it wasn't. Daryl Tornado's a good one. Once again, I think the
tornado
worst
wasn't an AMC, was it?
It sounds like it was, doesn't it?
Yeah. Sounds like it was. Yeah. But who knows?
Doesn't ring a bell.
Oldsmobile?
Okay. Since we don't know, we'll take your word for it.
Yeah, I'm seeing here an Oldsmobile. Well, either that or his phone auto-corrected Toronado.
Even that's a good porn name.
Yeah. Oh, Plymouth, he says. Plymouth? Oh. That must have been Toronado.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember a car being called a tornado, but, you know, sometimes they make cars for a year and they go away.
There was a British car maker called Tornado.
Okay.
But I'm guessing he wasn't driving a British car made between 1957 and 1962.
No, that'd be cool, though, if he had one.
A two-door convertible.
No, probably not.
No.
Pip, cheerio.
We shouldn't say no that he didn't. But it's just improbable.
Yeah.
Yeah, growing up in rural South Dakota, I'm guessing not.
No, no. Pip, cheerio.
So I bring this up just because of the comments that were made afterwards, after seeing the story, and a lot of people just said, "Yeah," with nothing else.
Got it.
And so it's actually Amy Schumer. She was talking to Kevin Hart.
Okay.
And her first kid is turning 2 next week.
Right.
And Kevin Hart asked her about her sex life with her husband Chris. And asked if it had returned to pre-baby frequency.
Right.
Goes a little something like this.
Okay.
Has the sex life falling off after the baby, or do you still try to...
Are you guys like this? Like, truly, we probably have sex every 7 to 10 days.
That's about right.
Okay, and we do it, and we go, God, that's so great. Like, we need to do that more. And then we don't do it again for another 7 to 10 days.
Yeah, I could see that.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
And then the comments afterward.
Every time
it's
kind of funny. Yeah. Though, every time you do have sex, you're a married person. Right after you, I remember I say that too. Man, we should do that more.
Yeah.
And you both agree if it worked out well, especially if Eddie Cricket shows up.
No, that's right.
But it's one of those situations. Life gets in the way. You might miss some days. That's a great line though. I mean, Amy Schumer saying that.
Yes.
Because I remember thinking the exact same thing, actually saying it out loud with my partner, with my wife, I should say.
Whatever.
That was really good. We should do that more often.
Yes.
I think I've even gone so far as to say, you know, that was good. We should do that again tomorrow. Let's do that again tomorrow.
I've done that too.
Yeah, and she says,
give me a sandwich. Let me work.
Yeah, you're cute.
Let me work one up. Oh, I know. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. We're
not cute enough.
I got no problem with that statement. I think she's being honest. I think most people, we all agreed.
No, there's some
as soon
people,
as it's over, you go, that was great. Let's do that more often.
There are some couples that are the other way.
We shouldn't do that again?
Right. That was disappointing.
Okay. Yeah.
You're right. There's a reason we never do that.
Right. Oh, I get there's probably some of them that way, but there's also some people probably saying, well, who waits that long? Well, people, life gets in the way. You know.
Yeah, I've had grand plans be like, tomorrow we're back at it. Then, you know, just fall asleep.
Right.
Something happens.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, we're all raring to go after that one time. Yeah.
She went on to say this about her husband, though. This is amazing.
Okay, wait. This happened the other day. So I go, do you want to have sex? And he makes this face. He goes, like, he kind of pictured it and, like, winced. You know, he was, like imagining it. And he made a face kind of like he ate something bad, you know. And I was like, he's like, how about tomorrow? And I was like, great. Thank you.
Yeah, but that could happen to both sides.
Feel really good.
A woman has winced. Well, sex, right now.
Oh, yeah, with you?
Yeah, we know that. We've seen that wince.
Maybe Eddie Cricket will get laid, but you're not. That's what you should get. Bring in Evan Camino.
I like Elvin.
Yeah, Elvin Camino. But your name is never mentioned there, Nick. What's your name again?
What, the car?
Yeah.
Mark Dotson.
That's right.
I drove a Thunderbird shortly after that.
Doesn't
that
matter.
Much better
it's your first car.
Dotson was first.
You're Mark Dotson in the bedroom.
Please contact me for all of your insurance needs.
Right. Obviously named after your dad, right? Old Mark.
Yeah.
All right.
Have you ever thought about term life?
I'm Mark Dotson. Mark Dotson called again. You're going to call him back. No. He wants to sell me something.
Oh, so in a silly little thing to generate sales, and I guess it'll help me bring it up as well, Doritos and Cheetos are having a fight to see who can come up with the hottest chip. So Doritos unveiling a new flavor Extra Flamin' Hot Nachos. Wow. Cheetos bringing back the popular Flamin' Hot Spicy Pepper Puffs.
Mm, both sound good.
No, they don't.
Well, Ryder got the, what do they call, the ghost pepper corn chips. They wouldn't be Fritos, they'd be
Tostitos.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. And they're good. They're not, I mean, they call them ghost pepper, but it's sprinkled lightly. A ghost pepper I could not handle.
Well, you lose me here with the Cheetos when they say it's a puffy Cheeto.
And
I hate
that.
The puffy Cheetos.
I don't hate them. They're just less of my favorite.
The crunchy
favorite.
Ones are way better.
They are way
less
better.
Of my favorite.
Yeah, the puffy ones, your mouth turns to mush.
Yeah, it
real
just turns
quick.
To glue.
Yeah.
I like the crunchy ones better.
Yeah, me too.
All these chips sound like ass blasters.
That's what they should call them. The new Ass Blaster Cheetos. Yeah. Check them out.
They're spicy.
You know why they're called that? Well, you know why they're called that.
Yeah, just wait.
Your ass burns.
There's a burning ring of fire.
Yeah, it is.
I just thought that was an expression. And then, like, within the past year, they had, like, a chili cook-off thing at work. And then I understood. I was like, whoa, okay.
Did you eat real. Did it burn?
I just had some spicy chili.
It burns on the way out.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
I was not expecting that.
Yeah.
Did you compete?
Yeah, did not fare well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, was the winning chili the super hot one? Because that's generally not how it happens.
Yeah.
I don't think it was.
That's not a crowd-pleasing chili. It's not one that wins.
No. The voting, they voted on them. I always figured you could just look at, like, which one had the most gone. Like, that one won. Everybody ate that.
Yeah.
Well, next time you talk to Puss.
I like that, yeah.
Because he's a...
He gets mad when he loses.
He's a chili champion.
Yeah, he's lost, too, though, and he gets mad.
Mm. I know.
Yeah. He lost 2 years in a row, he lost.
There was no competition last year, either.
Oh, because of COVID,
right.
Yeah.
But you lost the year before, right?
A couple of years before that, yeah.
Someone stole the election.
Yep.
Don't get me started. They turned it into a side dish competition.
We got you started.
You don't win because you made a corn muffin.
I don't know.
Has nothing to do with the chili.
I like corn muffins with chili, though, so I don't know.
Yeah, but it's not a corn muffin cook-off.
No.
No, but it helps.
No.
I'm with you.
So you're saying the chili sucked without the corn muffin? You're just pissed off that guy beat you.
It was a good chili. Yeah. It wasn't a winning chili.
But he won because he had the corn muffin.
He brought corn muffins. What'd you do? You bring some bread and some butter here and go for this.
No, sorry. I was going to win on the merit of my chili.
It's a chili cook-off.
I didn't need to, you know, show somebody something shiny over here so they didn't look at my chili.
Remember, Nick, don't get him started.
Oh, he was already there.
I know he was.
All he had to do
was
mention chili. Yeah. He's just immediately pissed.
That's why Todd brought it up.
Yeah,
Rogers leaving. Puss lost a chili contest 2 years ago. It's a bad day.
It's the chili contest 2 years ago that really gets him.
Yeah.
And
he's like a Hall of Famer, whatever.
And I invited the guy who won. It's Brian, the cook at the Funny Bone.
Oh, he's good.
Well, he's a cook. He should kick your ass.
He's very good.
Yeah.
He was ambitious. He brought the muffins.
He's a chef, man.
Makes a mean corn muffin.
He's a chef.
It's not a corn muffin contest.
Put a little chili bacon grease in that corn muffin there. Yeah. I bet he did that. That'll make him good.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. You're just brooding. It's not a winning chili.
It was a good chili. It was not a winning chili.
I think Craig's got a point. He may have had a secret ingredient in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He used the right kind of butter.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to make weed chili next.
Oh, yeah.
I can help you there.
That stopped us on our tracks.
That sounds really good.
And then you can't judge on who's got eaten the most.
No, you're right.
Because they'll all be gone.
You're licking the bowls.
Didn't think you were going to say bowls.
I didn't either. I wasn't about to. That's why I really wasn't confident as I was saying bowls. Something else was wanting to fly out. And almost
or in.
Did.
Right.